AP McCoy's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everybody and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday Racing Preview. Another superb Saturday in store with good racing at Ascot and a fantastic card at Haydock. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to preview the action is champion jockey AP McCoy. How are you, AP?
Good, thanks Mark, very good.
Good. What a card we have in store at Haydock, I must say. I mean, the Betfair Chase has a field worthy of the Gold Cup itself. It's a fantastic lineup in that race, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. Obviously, Gold Cup winner Bob Sort is there, but he could have challenged around this track, especially in Savignacco County, Coucard, and possibly even Dinas. So, I think he's the ideal Gold Cup horse, Bob Sort. But I'm not sure that Haydock will play to his strength, so it'll give the others a chance, I would imagine.
Okay, we'll move on to that race in a little bit more detail later on, but we're going to start at Ascot. Before we get underway, AP, you had that fall the other day and you were stood down. Is everything okay now? Are you back?
I'm getting better now. I'm getting better. I just literally hurt my back, so but I'm getting there.
Okay, good news. Okay then, we'll talk about your rides at Haydock as well in just a few moments. But starting at Ascot, the 205 is where we're going to start, the Amlin 1965 Chase. Unfortunately, this race has cut up quite badly. There's only two of them left in the lineup, Alfaroff and French Opera. Captain Chris and non-runner this morning, and Alfaroff has been left as the 1-4 favourite. We won't need to be too detailed in this, AP. Can you take on Alfaroff in any way?
Not really. He hasn't ran, obviously, for over a year, but I would imagine that coming from the Paul Nicholls stable, that there'll be no qualms. I would imagine Paul's pretty happy with him. So you're probably betting on him jumping around. You know, he has 18 pound in hand of French Opera, so he's basically got to jump around, I would think. You know, to make it pretty clear cut, I would imagine.
Yep. Okay then, so Alfaroff in the 205. We're not going to get Rich back in that at 1-4, so we'll try and find a bit more value in the 240. This is the Coral Hurdle, which was the Ascot Hurdle. It's a Grade 2 contest over the extended 2 miles and 3 furlongs. Four of them in the lineup, but it's almost a two-horse race in this as well when you look at who's in it. Annie Power is the 8-13 market leader. Zarkand the 15-8. It's then 12-1 for Magnifique Atoire, and Bygones of Brid is 66-1. And Annie Power arrives here unbeaten, AP, and receives £11 from Zarkand. Do you think that'll be enough for her to maintain her unbeaten record?
Yeah, I mean, on official ratings, there's £12 between them. Zarkanda's a 167 and she's 155. So, you know, on official ratings, they're closer than people think. Zarkanda has a very good record. He's pretty good at winning. You know, he was unbeaten last year, other than his fourth in the Champion Hurdle behind Hurricane Fly. I would have thought that this is his ideal trip. So it could be closer than people think. I'm not sure. I would like, you know, Annie Power has been very impressive. She has been very impressive, but she's kind of beaten her own sex. She beat her own sex last time at Ferry House. Before that, she beat Defy Logic and Ace, which was a good run. I think this is probably her best. This is probably the best race she's ran, and even though there's only four runners, so I would nearly go with Zarkanda, just at the prices. I think I'd go with Zarkanda to take any power on at the price she is.
Okay, Zarkanda then a little bit of value in the 240 onto the 350 next, the final race we're going to look at Ascot. This is a Class 2 handicap chase over 2 miles and 1 furlong, and the market this morning is headed by Drum Shambo, who won over course and distance on his recent reappearance. But a little bit more competitive this one, AP. Who would you like for the 315?
Yeah, it is a little bit more competitive. Drum Shambo, as you said, is obviously a worthy favourite. He won well on his last run here. He beat Lanchetto pretty comfortably, I would have thought. So he's probably going to confirm form with him again. I like Alashi of Paul Weber's. Thought ran very well last time over hurdles at Weatherby, back over fences today. And I'm going to go for Alassie of Paul Weber's.
Okay, Alassi then in the 3:15 at Ascot. We move over to Haydock next then for the racing there. And the 12:10 is where we're going to start in this one. And it's a class three handicap hurdle over 2 miles. And you ride Baldo Days Menes here, AP. Looks like he could be on a decent mark on the pick of his form. But well beaten on reappearance and debut for the John Joe O'Neill yard. And the headgear's off this afternoon, AP. So what are your chances there?
Yeah, that was only 2 weeks ago. He was pretty disappointing, to be honest. So he'd need to perform a little bit better in this race. It is an open race. Obviously, honour system of John Ferguson's could be the most unexposed type in the race. Golden Hoof of Mickey Henderson's has some good form as well. And the other one, probably Quick Decision of Philip Hobbs's. But very, very open race. I'm hoping that my horse improves, but I think he's probably going to have to. I mean, you could, if you were looking at horses at bigger prices, maybe something like Bob's World of Jenny Candish's might have a bit of a squeak. But I think possibly having one last time, Quick Decision might be the most likely winner. I'm kind of hoping my own horses, but if I was to pick one, I'd maybe go with Quick Decision.
Okay, on to the 150 next, which is a class 2 handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles, and more of that is your ride here, AP, who's unbeaten so far, looks to have plenty of potential. What are your thoughts in this race?
Yeah, he has he's obviously only had the 2 runs before, so he's still pretty inexperienced, but he won well last time at Haydock, and hopefully he'll keep progressing. Very competitive handicap order. Clondalk Camper, I know that Don McKeon thought he was a very smart order last year. He pulled up in the Challow Herder at Newbury, and obviously wasn't seen since, so he's obviously had a little problem since then. Home Run was a very good winner last week at Cheltenham, and a massive price for the pipes at 40-1. Zuler Z of John Bergen is another one that's not without a chance. I like more of that. I think he's got a good chance, and hoping that he's open to as much improvement as some of the others. So more of that for me.
Okay, more of that then for AP in the 150. The 225 is the next race we're going to look at. This is the Fixed Brush Handicap Hurdle, a Grade 3 over 3 miles. And it's Alfie Sherrin for you, AP, here. Probably better known for his chasing exploits nowadays. So how do you think you'll fare over hurdles this afternoon?
Yeah, hopefully he'll run okay. He's 10 now, so he's not getting any younger. Whether he's capable of winning a race this competitive or not, I'm not too sure. But hopefully he'll perform. He's got an each way chance, hopefully. Of the others, obviously Master of the Sea, Nigel Twiston Davis' horse, was a pretty good novice hurdler, now handicapping. I quite like him. He's some good form. Chevrolet Chambertin, I know that this is a race that the pipes have obviously liked to win. Obviously they've won it with Dynast and Grand Cru in the past, and Chevrolet Chambertin I would definitely have high up my list. Gillian Bursley of Emma Lavelle has won very well last time, and there's no doubt her horse are running better than ever. Eli Brown, he won well last time too at the entry, so he's definitely there with a chance. I would go with Chevrolet Chambertin. I think he's got a good chance, and I'd say the pipes like to pick a good one for this, so Chevrolet Chambertin for me.
Okay, and on to the big race of the day. The 3 o'clock is the Betfair Chase. It's a Grade 1 contest over 3 miles and 1 furlong. And Gold Cup hero Bobsworth heads the betting this morning at 9-4. Last year's winner of this contest, Silviniaco Conti, is the 3-1 second favourite. Dynasty's 13-2 with Tidal Bay. It's 15-2 for Q Card, 12-1 for Long Run, 16s for Wadami, and the Giant Bolster is 25-1. You've already mentioned, AP, that you don't think Haydock will necessarily suit Bobsworth. So who do you like for the Betfair Chase?
Yeah, it's not that I don't think it would suit Bobsworth. I think he is obviously having won the Cheltenham Gold Cup. I think that plays his strength. I think Cheltenham and the tough finish and track that it is, I think plays to Bobsworth's strength. Real stamina sapping, and that suits him. Obviously, this track in Haydock's much tighter than it ever used to be, and could suit some of those horses that are possibly a little bit quicker. Silviniaco Conti obviously won this race last year, And he's an obvious one. Dynas was pretty impressive winning at Kempton and Aintree, which were both flat tracks. So you would think that they'd have played to his strength as well. And I don't rule out Coulthard. I know he was a little bit disappointing in the Holland Gold Cup. He didn't really look like he stayed in the King George, but I think now that he's had the run under his belt, I could see him performing better. So, but very open race. I mean, I would take a chance maybe there's 8 runners, so a little bit each way maybe on Coulthard. It's hard to oppose Bobsworth, as I said, as the Gold Cup horse, but I think a little bit each way on Coulthard would be the bet for me.
Okay, cue card each way then in the 3 o'clock, the big race at Haydock. Thank you very much, JP. It's been a pleasure to speak to you once again, and good luck with those rides at Haydock.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.